Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. We're going to be joined in this hour with William Binney. He's the highest-ranking NSA whistleblower, and he left about 12 years ago when he saw the government violating the Constitution, using crony capitalist military-industrial complex contracts to buy something that was very expensive, that was totally ineffective. And it's very appropriate that we have him on today because we just had another Supreme Court decision, not a Supreme Court decision, a district court decision, this one in New York, where this judge, this federal judge, says that it's fine for the NSA to collect metadata, that there's a pragmatic reason that we need to surrender our freedoms. Now, this comes after another federal judge said that it was a gross violation of the Constitution. So it's going to be interesting to talk to Mr. Binney because he believes that it is not only a gross violation of the Constitution and our individual rights guaranteed by the Constitution, but he also believes that it is ineffective as well. And one of his co-workers that left at the same time, there were several NSA high-ranking officials who left just after September 11th because they realized what was being done at that time. One of his other co-workers, Ed Loomis, said, "After all my struggles with these folks, I just couldn't believe they went 180 degrees against the law." That's exactly what we're seeing. It was not long ago that William Binney said that we are this close, holding his two fingers very close together, this close to a police state. He's now modified that and said that we are in a police state. So we want to talk to him. We want to talk to him about the capabilities that he's known about for quite some time. These are things that people now give credence to after the Snowden documents were leaked, but that he's been talking about for at least 12 years. And people were talking about this even before the NSA whistleblowers like Mr. Binney went public with it. There were other people who were talking about this, but we've known about this now, and we've been reporting on this for over a decade. But now that the Snowden documents are out there, people believe it. So we're going to ask him what he sees as far as moving forward. We're going to ask him a few things because his specialty is mathematics and cryptography. So I've got a few questions for him about dark mail and some of the other methods that people are using to protect themselves. If they can't get the government to obey the law, then you take matters into your own hand. That's the same thing that we're doing with things like fluoride. We have fluoride filters that we sell people because it's difficult to get the government to stop dumping poison into the water supply. So you can take action yourself. You need to work collectively together to try to get these things done, but you also need to ultimately take these responsibilities for yourself. So we're going to talk to him about the mail issues and, of course, with the health issues. If you want to take control of that yourself, we have InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsStore.com where you can find the products. We have still a 10% special on the ProPure water filter. That's code WATER. So you can go there and get a water filter that will filter out not only fluoride, but other things like glyphosate that comes in. That's actually Monsanto's Roundup. That's a present from them. And all these other things that are making their way into the water supply. We have a lot of pharmaceutical drugs, a lot of SSRIs that are persisting in the water supply because the water treatment facilities do not remove those things. So you have to take some control of your life yourself. Now, one of the things that we're going to talk to Mr. Binney in the next, right before we come back after the break, we're going to talk to him about one of the things that he was doing was advocating what's called a two-hop method, and they're trying to extend that. Now, to understand what that is, think about the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon. You've heard that game, right? And you've seen that. Well, you know, when you do that with Kevin Bacon, they found, actually, people started playing with this, and they found that you can pretty much relate everybody in Hollywood to Kevin Bacon, not with 6 degrees of separation, but typically with just two. Listen to some of the people that you can, if you just go two levels indirect. Take Ben Affleck, for example. He's in one movie called The Town with Rebecca Hall, and then Rebecca Hall is in a movie with Kevin Bacon. So there's a whole list of people that you can go, even people like Charlie Chaplin, they can make a connection to him. So we're going to talk to Mr. Binney right after the break, and we're going to talk to him about how extensive this is and how large this dragnet is and the legal justification for the police state infrastructure.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in studio for Alex. And we have on the phone with us now William Binney. Now, Mr. Binney worked for the NSA for over 30 years, and he resigned shortly after September 11th because of concerns about the way data was being collected. Mr. Binney, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Yes. You worked for quite some time with the NSA. You were very high ranking. You were technical director, global technical director for them. Tell us why you were concerned 12 years ago about what the NSA was doing.
Well, I mean, the basic problem I had with what they were doing was they were pulling in all the data that would reconstruct the social networks of everybody in the United States, whoever used the telephone or sent an email. So that basically was my concern, because that's exactly what the East German Stasi, the KGB, the SS, and all the totalitarian states have done all along. I mean, my primary job there was against the Soviet Union. So yes. I knew exactly what the procedures were that set up that country and how it operated. And this is exactly what we're adopting by doing this.
Yes, you've seen that movie before, and you know how it ends. Now, we just had a court decision today from a federal judge in New York. This is a Judge Pauley. who has ruled against the judge that said that this was unconstitutional. We just had a district judge say that it was unconstitutional. Now we've got a conflicting ruling. This judge, and I wanted to get you to respond to this, he said, this is a blunt tool, talking about metadata, and he says it only works because it collects everything. But you've pointed out just the opposite. You said that collecting everything is basically flooding the NSA with data so that they can't find real criminals or real terrorists.
Failed at detecting the Fort Hood bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, or the Boston bomber, or the New York Times bomber, or the underwear bomber on the airplane. I mean, you know, those whole series of real attacks. What they're good at is getting people to entice them into trying something, and then they arrest them.
Yes, I mean,
that's what they're good at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all
instead
the...
of really stopping the real terrorists.
That's right. We see that over and over again. We see that the FBI creates a terrorist plot, they pull people in, they supply them, they train them, and then they bust them at the last minute and say, look, we caught somebody.
Exactly. And it had nothing to do with this pulling in. See, the real problem is they call this one program. Well, it's not one program, it's one process. It's the contact chaining process that they talked about on the 60 Minutes program the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That program simply does contact chaining of any data that you feed in. The problem I had was they were feeding U.S. communications with U.S. communicants. In other words, communications like your phone call to your mother or anybody in your family. That's what's building, that's what the Constitution, First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments are all about. We're to guarantee us the right to free association. Well, we don't have that under this program because this program simply lays out everybody you associate with. And the reverse lookup process is pretty simple. If you want to take a phone number and look at it, do a reverse lookup on the web, you can find out who's involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a question of just the number. The number really associates you with a name and an address, and gives you also other kinds of information in the telephone book that you can get fairly easily. So I mean, it's not this is not simply a number. The Congress is trying to dupe you into thinking that's all it is, and that's not true.
Yeah, it seems to me like they like to try to use they like to use semantics to call it metadata, to say that somehow metadata isn't really your own personal data, that they're really not looking at you very carefully because it's metadata. Most people's eyes just kind of glaze over when they use a technical term like metadata. They don't really understand what it is. But if it had no value, they wouldn't be collecting it, would they?
Well, exactly. But the value isn't for terrorists. The law enforcement. The law enforcement is what's using it. I mean, they're using it to arrest people.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And that's the real issue that I had with them all along.
Yeah.
In fact, we addressed this, Diane Rourke did. She used to be the House Intelligence Senior Staffer running the NSA account on the House Intelligence Committee. And we had discussed this, what they were doing early on in early 2002, and said if they use this to do that with law enforcement, then all those cases are potentially going to be thrown out in the future when it's discovered that they used this data from NSA to do the original arrest.
And now we learn
it wasn't acquired with a warrant.
That's right. And now what they're doing is they're handing this information over to the fusion centers, to the FBI, and they're telling them to go back and saying, well, you're not going to be able to use this information because we obtained it without a search warrant. So go back and recreate this so that you can then use that in court. They're actually instructing them about how to get around the Constitution. You said not too long ago that we are this close, holding your thumb and your forefinger pretty close together. We're this close to a police state. Now you've said we are in a police state.
Yeah, that's because of what they're doing with this data.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're doing what's called a parallel construction so that they can introduce evidence into the court and use it to convict people. But it's evidence that's constructed after they originally arrest people based on the NSA collected information.
Yes, yes.
And that's the real problem. I mean, we're destroying what we used to have as a constitutional democracy. We're destroying this.
You know, let me talk to you about that, too. When you're talking about the dragnet, you were very much concerned about the fact that they were going more than two hops out. And when we talk about that, I mentioned just before the break the whole idea of the 6 degrees of separation between different people in Hollywood and Kevin Bacon. A lot of people have seen that game where you take a movie that Kevin Bacon was in with somebody, and then you take a movie that that second person was in, and you relate it to somebody else. And using that kind of game, they can actually relate Kevin Bacon with just two hops. They can take him all the way back to Charlie Chaplin. Or they can take him over to Barack Obama. You know, so when they want to go beyond two hops, they're essentially saying we want to get everybody, right?
Well, yes. If you just take, for example, if you have 100 people that you call, and each of those in turn has another 100, and then each of those in turn has another 100, then that's 100 times 100 times 100 numbers of nodes you're looking at are people. That's a million if you go three hops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it goes up exponentially. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the point was that it doesn't get meaningful after the second hop. The second hop gives you front companies and things like that. So you can see those front companies that way.
Now, talking about what they store, you have said that you also believe that they're storing everyone's emails as well. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, that's the evidence for that is what the Director Mueller of the FBI testified to in the Senate Judiciary Committee on the 30th of March of 2011. He said that he got together with the Department of Defense and put together this technology database where he could go into it and with one query get all past and all future emails as they come in on a person. His response there was one. He was giving one of the ways they were going to help prevent a future Fort Hood. Mm-hmm. Well, that means a U.S. person becoming radicalized, committing a terrorist act inside the United States and killing people. So he's talking about U.S. population and getting the emails on that.
Yes, yes.
The same was true with Tim Clemente when he talked about the phone calls between one of the Tsarnaev brothers and his wife before the bombing in Boston and how they could get back to that, that the intelligence community and the FBI have ways to getting back to it. Well, that's because it's recorded. He also said that no digital data is secure. And the reason, of course, is because they're recording it all. And they're building Bluffdale and storage facilities like that, one more over here at Fort Meade, and the large one down at San Antonio and other large storage they have around the country to hold all this data.
Yeah, they don't have the capability to necessarily data mine everything right now, but of course they're building that, and if they can keep and store everything, then at some point in the future they're going to be able to retroactively go back. And that creates, I guess, not only civil liberties problems, but it even creates issues in terms of them putting this all together with AI or whatever, fingering the wrong person. I've seen reports where they're looking at somebody with a camera and trying to identify suspicious behavior. And when somebody's like, let's say they're changing their tire, they're kind of lingering around a car and then they disappear. They're down out of the side of the camera. The AI computer is going to identify that as suspicious behavior, might report that as a car theft in progress, and the police show up and start shooting. That's a real concern, isn't it?
Yes. That's basically false positives from bad logic in any automated code they would develop. That's the thing they're going to be facing when they have the White House Big Data Initiative that was issued about a year and a half ago is actually soliciting private industry to come up with algorithms that would go through large data sets and figure out what was important in that data for people to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what they're after, is try to get something that would help them do that. In the meantime, they're left having to do it by hand, you know, having people do it. So that meant that simply means that the individuals have to have specific targets to go at. And so they're at least at that point, they're still limited to how they can proceed.
You know, we look at this, and you've seen how this ends, because as you pointed out, you were not only a mathematician and a cryptographer, but you also had an area of specialization of Russia. You saw how these totalitarian countries operated. You know how this ends. We know how this ends. Everybody knows how this ends. And yet they continue to offer to us this idea that we can somehow exchange our privacy, exchange our liberty for security. Do you see that as an acceptable trade-off? Do you see that as a trade-off? I don't see that as a trade-off.
No, there's no reason to do a trade-off like that. For example, if you listen to General Alexander in his 60 Minutes interview that he did about a week ago, I guess, or a few days ago, where he said he was reflecting back on the 9/11 attack, where the two of the terrorists that came into the West Coast called back to their facility in Yemen, and he said we couldn't tell that the phone And, you know, my daughter uses the phone system and the terrorists use it, so we have to collect it all and then sort it out later. That's all a what I called a false syllogism. I mean, he's arguing that you don't know what the number is when they make the call, and that's simply false.
Hang on, Mr. Binney. We're going to be right back. We've got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back with William Binney, NSA whistleblower. We're going to talk to him about PRISM and about some other issues. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I have on the line with us William Binney. Now, he's a mathematician, a cryptographer, one of the highest-ranking, I think the highest-ranking NSA whistleblower. He worked for over 30 years at the NSA. And, Mr. Binney, when you left, you were concerned not just with the unconstitutional spying, but you were also concerned about the fact that they were using a piece of software that was not only not working very well, but fantastically expensive compared to what had already been developed internally at the NSA. Is that correct?
Yes, except that fantastically expensive piece of hardware never came into being and never really functioned.
So it's kind of vaporware.
Yeah, it was a good PowerPoint.
Yeah, okay. But there's a lot of the military-industrial complex is really kind of driving this, isn't there? I mean, we've had nothing but eternal war since Eisenhower warned us about this. We've had continuous warfare to feed this military-industrial complex. But that's very much a part of this new police state, isn't it?
You bet it is. I mean, what it turned out was after 9/11, some of the management at NSA said that this was a gift to NSA. That meant that their budget would be open-ended. Now they could ask for any amount of money they wanted, and they could begin to have so many contracts and grow and become so much bigger. And that's exactly what's happened. I mean, they've more than doubled their budget, more than almost three times. The budget's almost tripled. So they've gotten all that money, and as a result of the contracts that have been let out to all those contractors, which I refer to as bloodsuckers on the different agencies of the government, they basically need to have a problem to continue to justify getting more data. Mm-hmm. So when they have all these contracts, but they never really want to solve the problem, because once they bulk up and build buildings and add people, they have to sustain it, and they have to get follow-on contracts to keep that going. So that means more and more money. So if you solve the problem, their view is they won't be able to justify more money.
I think
keep the problem going.
I think it's very, very important for people to understand this massive, massive profit motive that these giant corporations have got to keep this thing going. They've had wars all over the world for the last 60 years, and now they've got the ideal profit center, and that is the war on terror, because they can keep morphing whoever the terrorist is. It's a war that will, obviously, by definition, never end. So they can justify an infinite amount of purchases, not only in NSA software, but they can justify it in terms of military vehicles that they're putting in all these small towns and pulling them out of Iraq and repurposing them.
Absolutely. That's really what this is all about. It's not about protecting us from terrorists. It's about feeding the industrial complex that's grown up, plus supporting law enforcement inside the United States as well as around the world, because they share the FBI and Department, the Drug Enforcement Agency share this knowledge from NSA with other law enforcement around the world. They simply don't tell them the source of it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the same inside the courts here. I call this a planned, programmed perjury policy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's an organized, structured plan as to how you use data from NSA. And then how you in turn perjure yourself in court by not telling not allowing the defendant discovery on the original information that was used to arrest them.
That's amazing. Now they play games. They play semantic games when they get this data from third parties. We see them doing this when they go to your internet service provider. They just ask them, and it's like instead of getting a search warrant to search your house, they just go to your neighbor that you've left the keys with and say, "We'd like to go into his house." They say, "Well, sure, here it is." So they use that legal fiction to get around search warrants, but they use other semantics to do that even internally with the NSA. You pointed out that they don't consider that the information has been collected until somebody at the NSA actually looks at it. So that means that they could collect that, what we would think of as collecting that information, and pass it on to the FBI and the CIA, and then the NSA would say that information had never been collected.
That's correct. That's exactly right. And everybody's focusing on how the NSA analysts are using this data, when in fact that's one issue, but the more important issue is how law enforcement's using it.
Yes.
And according to Director Mueller, he can make the query directly into the databases. So
yes,
that's really much more of a concern than what NSA does with it, because they can't send people with guns at you to arrest you and incarcerate you.
Yes. As you were just saying, the FBI director has said that he could basically do what's essentially what you would do on the internet as an individual. You would go to Google and search things up. The FBI director says that he has that capability. That's a frightening thing to imagine in a country where we have the highest number of prisoners of any country in the world. People need to think about this. We have more people in prison than communist China did or has. And that's a much, much higher percentage of the population. We're going to continue talking to Mr. Binney. He's graciously consented to come on for the next segment, and we're going to talk to him about what happened to him as a whistleblower. You know, it's been said that the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Well, this is a good man who did something, and they came after him, and I wanted you to hear the story about how he stood up to them and how he is still speaking out. We really appreciate what he's doing. We'll be right back with William Binney. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today, and I have on the line William Binney from the NSA. With over 30 years of experience, William Binney saw what the government was doing immediately after September 11th, and he became a whistleblower. He resigned. And we want to talk to him right now about what happened in the aftermath of that. Mr. Binney, when you resigned as your position at the NSA, you were in a very high position. You were technical director with global responsibilities. And when you resigned and started going through the procedures, what happened?
Well, first of all, I was going to leave there because of all the corruption and fraud and waste internally in NSA. After 9/11, I was thinking about sticking around there and just try to get the bad guys, of course. But then when I found out they were starting to do the spying on everybody in the United States, I felt I had to get out of there because I couldn't be a party to that. I would be an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
subverting the Constitution, which incidentally, in my view, that's what everybody's doing, including that the judge who just ruled that it isn't, that it's lawful.
Yes.
I mean, he isn't ruling that it isn't, that it's constitutional. He's just ruling that it's lawful. And that, you know, he should at least think about what he's ruling there. At any rate.
Good point.
That's my view of that. But I had to get out of there as quickly as I could. And when I did, we were trying to get jobs throughout the community to try to get the right thing done, and also to go to the committees and the inspector generals, the different agencies like the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice. Plus, we attempted to see Chief Justice Rehnquist about that. And in the process, what we did was raise our government knowledge that we were in fact doing this, and which they didn't want to do. They didn't want anybody to know about this. They were trying to keep it secret. That's why because it was all illegal and they all knew it. And that's why the telecoms had to get retroactive immunity for all the crimes they were committing.
Yes, yes. And let me stop you right there. I think that's a large part of what CISPA is about. Because they're already spying on people. They're just, CISPA is really just about giving them immunity from lawsuits from citizens, right?
Yes, because there's a number of lawsuits now against the Internet service providers, and they've got to give them retroactive immunity like the telecom.
Yes.
If they don't, they're going to be in court with the lawsuit, and that they don't want to happen. So this has all been illegal from the beginning. That's why they've been hiding it.
Mm-hmm. So what happened after you started, that now you get their attention, they see that you are complaining about what they're doing and you're exposing that they're acting unlawfully, unconstitutionally, then what happens?
Well, the FBI, they sent the FBI at us to raid us on the 26th of July of 2007. And the reason they did it then was it was the morning of the second day after Attorney General Gonzalez's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee on the terrorist surveillance program that the president had. And he only talked about the warrantless wiretapping. He didn't talk about the data mining or the Internet or any of the other programs that were running. And they were afraid, since we had a record of going down and talking to committees, they were afraid that we would go down there and tell the Judiciary Committee all of the things that Attorney General Gonzalez never talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't want that coming out, principally the program Stellar Wind. That's what the hospital visit was all about with Ashcroft. So that's one of the main reasons they raided us, and they basically wanted to intimidate us and keep us quiet. But in the process after that, they attempted three different times to indict us all.
Mm-hmm.
That is all the whistleblowers who signed the DODIG complaint back in 2002. That was Ed Loomis, Kurt Weeby, me, and also Diane Rourke, who used to be the House Intelligence Committee senior staffer with the NSA account.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Drake was an inside man that was going to assist the DOD investigators in their investigation so that he could make sure they got copies of the real data, which they would compare then to the official version that the NSA gave them and see how they were corrupting it or changing it to make it look better for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as a part of that process, what that really meant to me was here is my government attempting to frame me.
Yes, yes.
Basically. And so, you know, when they did that, fortunately, I was able to pull together the evidence that would show that, that they were maliciously attempting to prosecute us, which would mean a countercharge against them. You know, they could lose their licenses and be charged with a felony and things like that. So, they dropped it all, but that was only because I was able to pull together that evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I hadn't done that, I could be in jail now.
And that illustrates the importance of why we don't want to have a police state. I mean,
exactly.
We cannot trust people. That's what the founders of this country said, is that we cannot trust individual men. We need to bind them down with the law, with the Constitution. That has always been the whole purpose of the rule of law. That's why we have search warrants, so that we don't let people have this absolute totalitarian power over others. Now, when they came after you at one point in the raid, tell people what happened when they went to your house.
Well, they about 12 of the agents came in, and they came in with their guns drawn and pushed my son out of the way at gunpoint. I came upstairs. We were just getting up. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. I was taking a shower, and they came in and pointed guns at my wife and then came into the shower and pointed a gun at me.
Wow.
So, you know, and then the other people they raided, they didn't do that. So I was,
why do you think they pointed guns at you?
They probably figured I knew something and they wanted to intimidate me into telling them what I knew, which I did, by the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They asked me to tell them about a crime, and I said, well, okay, here's the crime I know of, and that's that George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Hayden and Tenet conspired to subvert the Constitution and violate any number of laws in the United States, and here's the program they're doing, Stellar Wind, here's the data they're taking in. I explained it all to all these agents on my back porch.
Wow.
Now, the one guy who was the senior on the raid, he was cleared for that program, so he's in the FBI, and he knew what that program was all about. So he's not standing up for his, you know, to defend the Constitution. He's trying to facilitate the cover-up.
Absolutely.
So when I told him that, all he could do was look at the floor. Now, all these other agents didn't know about this program, and now, after I told them, they did. And so he had to have a meeting outside my house of all those agents before they scattered to the wind, making sure that they didn't talk about anything that I told them on my back porch.
Yeah, compartmentalization. Well,
exactly.
I'd heard people speculate, I think it was a Weirby speculated that perhaps they drew guns at your house because you had formerly had guns registered to you personally. Do you believe that's the case?
No, because Ed Loomis also had guns registered, and they asked him to go get them, and he went and got them.
Hmm.
So he personally brought them into the room with the agents there, so they let him even handle his guns on the raid. So I don't buy that as a reason at all.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you standing up. I mean, that's the sort of thing, you know, we talk about Sunshine Patriots, and there's so many partisan patriots. You know, we see a lot of people now in the Republican side who are now criticizing the NSA, and I'm glad they are, but I hope that doesn't disappear once we get a Republican in office continuing these same programs. We saw Democrats who criticized these programs under George Bush, and now they're giving Obama a pass. Are you seeing that?
Yes, and I've been totally disgusted with. I mean, I've been a registered Republican for almost 50 years. And I am totally disgusted with the Republican Party and what they've been doing or not doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is disgusting. They should be standing up. They're all violating their oath of office, which is to protect and defend the Constitution, and none of them are doing it.
What do you see as the solution to this? Where do we go from here? What is the best case scenario that you see working out in this NSA? How do we get control of this again?
Well, I believe we have to elect people who will ensure and make every effort to defend the Constitution against all of these wrongdoings that people have been perpetuating over the last 12 years. I mean, we have to hold these people accountable in court. We can't let them. They have to go to court and explain what they've done and why they did it.
Yes. But we kind of see that as a bipartisan thing. I mean, we just saw that Obama came out and said that these NSA collections were going on under Bush and basically giving him a pass for that, just like he gave him a pass for Gitmo and other issues.
Exactly. He shouldn't be getting a pass for anything. He should be in court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I would assume that you would also think that James Clapper should be in court for lying to Congress.
Well, among other things, sure.
Yeah, among other things, that's one of the least of the things that he's done, right, is to lie to them. But, you know, he was lying about the crime. So it's not just that he gets a pass for lying or that he gets prosecuted for lying, but actually it's the crime. It's like somebody saying that they didn't commit the bank robbery, and the biggest crime is not the lie about the bank robbery, but the bank robbery itself. Now, we've seen with the Snowden documents that, according to Glenn Greenwald, we've seen about 1% of those coming out, and he says that the most shocking ones have not been revealed yet. What do you think is still in the pipeline to come out?
Well, I don't know. He may be talking about, and I would not, if I were him, I would not do this. I'm not sure what he's talking about, so I'm just guessing here.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be simply saying things like they've got all this knowledge of what NSA really does know about everybody in the world, and that may be something he shouldn't release.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's one thing to talk about programs that are running and the sources of information they're using. It's another thing to talk about how successful they've been at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's where you're getting into the information that shouldn't really necessarily be public.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you what you think in terms of, now, you haven't been there for 12 years, and, of course, Homeland Security wasn't there when you started, when you left. They were just starting to create that, George Bush was. Was it a sense of yours that they were looking at things like laptop cameras when you were there, or that they were storing that? Was that anything that you were involved in, or were you just involved primarily with data analysis?
You mean looking at the...
Being able to remotely turn on laptop cameras and things like that. We see a lot of talk about that. And, of course, McAfee has come on and said that was something that was pretty trivial. He did that to the police in Belize. He turned on their laptop cameras himself using software to hack into their computers and to see what they were doing, essentially to spy on them.
Yes. I mean, that technology has been under development or in use for quite some time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... That's nothing really that new. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. We keep hearing that and we keep telling people that, but you know, when we'll tell people, been telling people for a long time, and Alex especially, is that, you know, they can watch you on your laptop computer. They can listen to you. They can turn that thing on remotely, and people think we're being paranoid, but I guess you're not really paranoid if they really are watching you. What about cell phones? They were doing that as well with that, right?
Oh yes. Yes. I mean, that started with the technology. I mean, they've mm-hmm. always been, it's like encryption. It's like you improve your encryption process and others try to counter. It's like defense offense,
mm-hmm.
point counterpoint. You know, it's the way wars have been fought down through the ages, basically. These are struggles that go on and on. And, just are, you know, that's the way, that's the way it's always been. So, I mean, it's nothing really new. I mean, it's something that's been ongoing for quite some time.
That's true. I just we believe that as well. I just wanted to get your verification as the person at the NSA who was the highest-ranking technical director there. I just wanted to get your verification that, yes, they have been looking at this for quite some time. This isn't anything that's new or novel, even though now the press is picking it up as if we just learned this yesterday. Let me ask you about the Utah data center. You've had a lot to say about that. You're concerned, as we all are, about the Dragnet collection and about the storage as well.
Yes, because what it is, it gets back to what Alexander's argument was. If you can't figure out what it is when you're intercepting it, that is the phone call from the terrorists in California back to Yemen, which, by the way, is absolutely false. That these are machines routing this, and if you don't give it the information to and from, it won't be able to route the communications to a point in the world and then back from it to you. That's mm-hmm. how caller ID works. I mean, so I've said evidently Alexander didn't have his caller ID on. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's just a false argument. That's what he's hoping on, that everybody will buy into that false argument.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, we shouldn't buy this because it's just a big lie. All right. Anyway, what was the other question you were? I think I've lost track of that.
Well, I wanted to ask you, since you were a cryptographer, how do you feel? We were talking about laptops, and they're able to hack your laptops, they're able to hack your phone, they can turn them on remotely, they can record you remotely without your knowledge of it. What do you see in terms of, like, email, for example? We've had PGP for quite some time, but it's been very cumbersome to use. Do you even think that was effective?
I don't think anything that's been in any way connected or shown to or shared with the government is in any way safe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything seems to be hackable. You know, the Bull Run program set up weaknesses in different systems and things like that. So I don't see any of that that's safe.
So you, as far as... The new program, I think it's Ladar Levinson who had LavaBit, and that was Ed Snowden's email service. And, of course, he wasn't encrypting the data as it was being emailed. He was only encrypting it as it was being stored. Now he's trying to come up with something called Darkmail, which would make it easier to encrypt it with PGP. That was a very cumbersome process, so he would integrate that and encrypt it from beginning to end. But you still wouldn't trust that as someone who is a cryptologist and a specialist at the NSA.
Well, it's primarily because, you know, half the problem is actually having the algorithm, you know, and knowing how it operates.
Mm-hmm.
then it becomes a question of getting the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
got a dog there in the background. That's not a raid, is it? You're
okay,
right?
I have to let my dog out.
Okay. Okay. Just want to make sure you're okay there. Because we did have a news article earlier on the program where they actually stuck a dog in a guy's car. The police actually came in and just stuck the guard dog in there and just let them attack the guy after he was stopped. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. It's very frightening to see what we've all been talking about, which is a complete infrastructure of tyranny in place, and then see the kind of brutality that we saw in that particular incident. But we've seen it in other things where the police officer that or the local campus security guy spraying pepper spray in the faces of people who were sitting on the ground with their hands behind their back. I mean, you know, we see that kind of brutality, and that's the thing that we need to understand, how important this is to get a hold of this and to stop this kind of tyranny infrastructure that you're seeing.
Yes, and that's what I see. That's what I've been seeing from the beginning, only because I had all that experience working the old Soviet Union. I mean, you know, that having that experience made it very clear what a totalitarian state does and how it operates. I mean, it's
yes.
Not hard to figure out.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Benny. We're out of time, and I really appreciate you doing the integrity that you approached this with and the personal price that you paid for it. I know you paid a lot to get this information out to people, to alert people to the criminal actions of the government, and we all owe you a debt of gratitude. Thank you so much for what you've done.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and we were just talking to William Binney, the highest-ranking NSA whistleblower to have come forward. There were other whistleblowers who came forward about 12 years ago. One of them was Thomas Drake. Now, as William Binney said, they came after him with some malicious prosecution. They essentially, in his words, tried to frame him, and he's absolutely right. They also tried to frame Thomas Drake, and they actually brought charges against Thomas Drake. This is what he has to say about General Keith Alexander. This is Thomas Drake that they actually did bring charges against him, but of course he was exonerated, and all charges were dropped against him. It was a case of malicious prosecution. But he says about General Keith Alexander, he said he's absolutely obsessed and completely driven to take all information whenever possible. And he says the continuation of Alexander's policies would result in, quote, the complete evisceration of our civil liberties. That's what we're seeing right now. And it was very important to understand what Mr. Binney just said, and that is the real danger of what he sees as someone who has watched this. He was not only a cryptologist and a mathematician, but he also, of course, carefully watched Russia. That's what the NSA used to do. They used to watch other countries. Now they have turned their gaze inward, and they're watching us. And that's where he sees the great danger. That's where he sees the police state, because this information is being turned over to the FBI or to the DEA or to Homeland Security, and they're using that. If you think that they're going to maliciously prosecute whistleblowers who oppose their agenda or who expose their crimes, do you think they might oppose us? Do you think they might oppose people in the press? Yes, of course we've seen that. Of course we've seen that they're going to come after people in the press. Of course they're going to come after bloggers and say, you're not a journalist, you don't have free speech, you don't have the First Amendment. Of course they're going to do that sort of thing. That's exactly what they're going to do. That's why you cannot give up your liberty or your privacy for security. When you give up your liberty, you're going to get slavery. You're not going to get any security. People who are not free are never secure. People who have no privacy are never secure. That's by definition. Now, one of the things that we see happening, and of course, I really appreciate, one of the things I appreciate so much about Mr. Binney is that he said he was a lifelong Republican. And yet he came out against the Bush administration when they were violating the Constitution. And he's consistently stood against this, whether it's Republican or whether it's Democrat. And we've got a lot of, I think, perhaps sunshine partisan patriots now that are screaming loud and longly about Obama. But we'll see at the test of time if they will continue to complain about this once a Republican is in control. And, of course, we've got a lot of Republicans like Peter King who just say, or Mike Rogers, they want it. Hard. They want it fast. They want it deep. They want the police state, and they're doing everything they can to bring that about. So we need to be very, very wise about the choices that we need to make. We need to not be fooled by this left-right spectrum. We need to not be fooled by the Democrats and Republicans. We need to look at what these people stand for and who they stand with. Are they being bought out by the military-industrial complex that is financing this stuff, that's running it? Are they participating in corporate espionage for these American corporations? That's another accusation of the NSA, that they are turning this information over, that they're spying on other countries and other companies, and they're using the NSA to get corporate information, corporate espionage. There's a lot of money involved in this, and we need to be aware of what the motivations of the global elite are. We need to be aware of what's going on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership and these things that are being done in secret as we come up into this new year. And just look at this. They're going to come after not only the Fourth Amendment, they're going to come after the First Amendment, attacking journalists. And, of course, we know that within the end of the year, they're going to come up with things after the Second Amendment. And we see a panic buying going on in California as people are trying to get their long rifles before they have to start turning in their names to the government. That's a very serious thing, that the government has to know everything about you, especially knowing whether or not you got firearms. That puts you in a different category. We're going to follow this story. We'll see you on Monday, actually on Sunday. Alex will be here, usual time. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.